Good morning, members. Happy Friday. Mr. Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Allen, Archuleta, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Borges, Bradford, Caballero, Chang, Dodd, Durazo, Galgioni, Glazer, Grove, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Hurtado, Jackson, Jones, Leyva, McGuire, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Nielsen, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Umberg, Wieckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Thank you so much, Mr. Secretary. A quorum is present. Members want to take a moment to say thank you for the hard work this week, both to the pro tem staff, all your team, as well as the team up here at the front desk. Approximately 300 bills have been accomplished. Thank you so much. And I'm going to ask all members to be able to please rise along with our guests beyond the rail. We will be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which please remain standing. We'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Morrell.
Let us center ourselves in God's presence again. God of mercy and compassion, as we remember in gratitude those who have given their lives in the cause of freedom, we pray for our men and women in military service. May they serve with honor, dignity, and devotion to protect the rights of all who are imperiled by injustice. Look with love on all those who wait for the safe return of their loved ones and grant them peace of mind and heart. May all of us continue to grow in understanding of ourselves as one human family so that we can look forward to the day when wars and conflicts are no longer necessary. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Let's pledge. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Members, we're advancing to privileges of the floor. On behalf of the entire State Senate, we want to welcome students in the gallery from the UKIPA Youth Advisory Committee residing in Senate District 23. Let's give them a round of applause, please. Senators, we're now going to be moving forward in our daily file. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee, you're right, it's going to be deemed read and amendments adopted. We now would like to be able to advance on our motions, resolutions, and notices. Senators, without objection, pursuant to Joint Rule 33.1, Joint Rules 28, 28.1, and 29, as they relate to the Conference Committee on AB 74, will be suspended. Senators, without objection, the Senate journals for May 20th through the 24th, 2019 will be approved and corrected by the Minute Clerk. Members, we now would like to be able to advance under consideration of the daily file. Mr. Secretary, can you please read second reading file?
Senate Bill 644, Senate Bill 2, and Senate Bill 749.
Thank you so much, Mr. Secretary. The second reading file will be deemed read. Senators, we're going to have a fairly quick session. We do have some resolutions in front of us. We now would like to be able to advance under Senate third reading. We're going to be taking up file item 67 first. File item 67. Senator Caballero, are you prepared to present? She is. Mr. Secretary, can you please read?
Senate Resolution 40 by Senator Caballero relative to Latina Action Day.
Happy Friday, Senator Caballero. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. President and senators. I rise today on behalf of the Women's Caucus to present SR 40, which recognizes May 2019 as Latina Action Day. Since the inception of our state in 1850, Latinas have played a significant role in California's history and population. According to the Department of Finance, it is estimated that between 2016 and 2030, the state's population will increase by 3.6 million Latinos. We are a significant part of California's history and future. Over the years, Latinas have showcased their great strength and talent in every discipline and field, including the science, arts, and politics. It is great female leaders like Ellen Ochoa, Dolores Huerta, Joan Baez, Isabel Allende, Frida Kahlo, and Sonia Sotomayor, who have inspired Latina Action Day. Every year, over 400 Latinas from all over California convene in Sacramento for Latina Action Day, an annual public policy issues conference organized by the nonprofit organization HOPE, or Hispanas Organized for Political Equality. For over 30 years, this one-day conference has created an opportunity for dialogue between corporate, community, and elected Latina officials to discuss current issues and policies which affect California's women of color. Likewise, this conference also creates a space for young Latina leaders to gain firsthand experience in advocacy by allowing them to speak to different representatives and voice their concerns. It is important we continue to recognize and support the efforts of our women of color to enable future generations to continue to follow in their footsteps and to make a difference in their communities. So please join me in celebrating Latina Action Day for 2019. Thank you, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Members, do we have discussion or debate on the floor? Final call, discussion or debate on the floor. Hearing seeing none, Mr. Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Allen. Aye. Archuleta. Aye. Atkins. Aye. Bates. Aye. Bell. Aye. Borges. Aye. Bradford. Aye. Caballero. Aye. Cheng. Dodd. Aye. Durazo. Aye. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Grove. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Whistle. Hurtado. Aye. Jackson. Aye. Jones.
Aye.
Leva. Aye. McGuire. Aye. Mitchell. Aye. Monning. Aye. Morlock. Aye. Morrell. Aye. Nilsson. Aye. Pan. Aye. Porchettino. Aye. Roth. Aye. Rubio. Aye. Skinner. Aye. Stern. Aye. Stone. Aye. Umberg. Aye. Wachowski. Aye. Wiener. Aye. Wilk. Aye.
Mr. Secretary, can you please call the absent members?
Chang. Chang. Aye. Grove. Hueso.
Mr. Secretary, call the absent members one last time.
Grove. Hueso.
Members, ayes 36, noes 0. The resolution is adopted. Senators, we are now going to move back in the file to file item 66. File item 66. Senator Jones is prepared to take up.
Way back in the file.
Mr. Secretary, can you please read?
Senate Concurrent Resolution 52 by Senator Jones relative to Motorcycle Awareness Month.
Good morning, Senator Jones. The floor is yours, sir.
Good morning, Mr. President. Already this morning, you're doing a great job. Just want to let you know that, even though we went backwards in the file. Colleagues, Senators, SCR 52 designates the month of May 2019 as Motorcycle Awareness Month in California. As a safe and law-abiding motorcycle rider and enthusiast, I support motorcyclists' rights and safety. Motorcycles account for less than 5% of registered vehicles in the United States. However, they provide an important alternative means of transportation that uses fewer resources, causes less wear and tear on the public roadways, and increases available parking spots. Last weekend, I participated in my local May ride, along with thousands of local riders in my district to support our troops and raise money for the Armed Services YMCA. California leads the way in training and safety for motorcyclists. This resolution commemorates the many efforts made by various organizations to keep riders safe. As you all drive around our great state, I encourage you to keep an eye out for motorcyclists
and take extra precautions to keep our riders safe. As Caltrans says, share the road, look twice for motorcyclists. Furthermore, I encourage you to get out there and learn to ride a motorcycle. There is no better feeling. I will even take you out riding in the beautiful 38th Senate District, or for that matter, any part of the state with fun, curvy roads, tight S-turns, wide sweeping chicanes, and open straightaways. I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Thank you so much, Senator Jones, and always wear your helmet as well. Senator Durazzo.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. This is probably not something that most people would think I would stand up and speak on, but I have many members. I do not ride. But I have many members of my family, my sister Liz, my nieces, my nephews, in-laws. I'm surrounded by the bikes, beautiful bikes, every time I go to Fresno. I just want to speak on their behalf, not only being aware of them as they drive, give them the courtesy that they deserve, but also to recognize that they come from all walks of life. There is no one demographic. There's no one description or identity. They come from all walks of life. And so I just wanted to jump in and not only support the resolution, but to explain the diversity of those motorcycle riders, bikers, whatever other term we use, and support this resolution. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Durazzo. Enjoy the Dodgers game on Monday and go Giants. Members, we'd like to be able to see if there are any additional discussion or debate on the floor. Discussion or debate on the floor. Hearing seeing none, Senator Jones, would you like to close?
Thank you, Mr. President. I thank Senator Durazzo for her very appropriate comments and pointing out some things about motorcycle safety that I neglected to point out as well. And she is 100% correct. In fact, currently in the United States, the number of female riders is on the rise, almost up to 20%. Several famous female racers around the country and around the world also on the rise as well. So even and I forget her name now, but a woman that's a motorcycle drag racer. So, which is a very dangerous sport, but it's fun to have them involved. So, thank you very much, members. I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Jones. Mr. Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Bates.
Aye.
Bell.
Aye.
Borges.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Chang.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
Durazzo.
Aye.
Galgiani. Glazer.
Aye.
Grove. Hertzberg,
aye.
Hill,
aye.
Hueso,
aye.
Hurtado,
aye.
Jackson,
aye.
Jones,
aye.
Leva,
aye.
McGuire,
aye.
Mitchell,
aye.
Monning,
aye.
Morlock,
aye.
Morrell,
aye.
Nilsson,
aye.
Pan,
aye.
Portantino,
aye.
Roth,
aye.
Rubio, Skinner,
aye.
Stern,
aye.
Stone,
aye.
Umberg,
aye.
Wachowski.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Mr. Secretary, can you please call the absent members?
Galgiani.
Aye.
Grove.
Rubio.
Aye.
Senators, ayes 37, no 0. The resolution is adopted. We now would like to advance the motions and resolutions. If there's any item under motions and resolutions that the Senate would like to be able to address, hearing and seeing none, Madam Pro Tem, if there is no other business, the desk is clear.
Mr. President, thanks so much. I want to thank my colleagues for an incredibly productive week, as evidenced by the fact that the President doesn't understand the nexus between appreciation for motorcycles and the Giants and the Dodgers, but we will forgive him that, unless I'm missing something. I wanted to just wish my colleagues a really, given the productive nature of this week, a really wonderful weekend at home, and certainly as we move into Memorial Day, the appreciation for our service members and those that have defended our country, that we pay the proper respect and do that on Monday, and I will see you all on Tuesday. Tuesday at noon, we will reconvene. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Pro Tem. Great work to you and your team as well. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be placed. We will reconvene Tuesday at noon. Thank you, members.